6.
Robin Lundberg here with you on WFAN. Going to get back to your calls on the Yankees in just a second. Some tweets coming in. Justin Coe says, Yankees are definitely rolling. Pitching has been decent for the most part, and you're right. We could use another starting pitcher, and Sonny Gray needs to go. I'm sick of his inconsistency. Get him out of here. Again, I don't know why you guys are mad. If Sonny Gray is your biggest problem, you're in pretty good shape. Dave Dwyer says, it's been a long time, but I totally agree with Robin Lundberg. It's going to be a stress-free summer for Yankees fans. So sit back and relax, my fellow fans, because we're in for a fun summer. Meanwhile, stress continues for Mets fans, especially after seeing Matt Harvey pitch well for the Reds last night. And I'm lucky enough to have one of his new teammates on with me right now. And we'll get to Matt Harvey in a second, but Sal Romano, starting pitcher for the Reds, with me right now. And Sal, I see your name, and it just strikes me, all right, this guy's got to be from the area. I see you grew up in Long Island. That's not a Cincinnati name. That's a Long Island name.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep, I was born in Long Island, Levittown. Well, Syosset, but I lived in Levittown for 9 years growing up. So definitely an old place to call home.
Now, obviously, I think it's fair to say that the team has not been very good this year. But you're in your second year in the majors, and you've really hit a groove as of late. I mean, you started the 10-inning 2-1 win versus the Mets on Wednesday, allowed two runs over your last two starts. As someone in the early stages of your career, obviously you would like to see your team perform better, but how cool is it to sort of be coming into your own as an individual?
It's been a cool ride so far. Obviously, being able to get my feet wet last year in the big leagues, had my ups and downs last year, but I really was able to finish strong, and I wanted to take that into the off season. Had a really good off season back at home, and came in the spring training with one mind and one goal in mind, and that was to make the team out of spring training. I was able to do that, but so now it was time to get here and start to become a consistent starting pitcher. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that so far, is going into every single game and leaving with a chance that the team is in a chance to win the game. So I'm just starting to learn myself up here and figure out what type of pitcher I am, and I think I've really figured that out. And I think the Reds, I know we didn't start off very well, but we won four straight, and it's been really fun these last couple weeks.
What do you think of? I'd be interested to get your perspective. What do you think of wins and losses as a pitcher stat?
I think when it comes down, I think wins are always nice. Obviously, if you lose, that means your team's losing. So, but I think what it really comes down to is, as long as the team wins that day when you pitch, I think that's most important. The wins are going to come. Obviously, losses are happening; they're part of the game. Even the best lose games sometimes. So. I think just making sure, like I said before, that your team is in the game when the ball is taken from you, that the team has a pretty good shot to win the ball game. And if the team does win and you don't get the W next to your name, that's okay because the team won.
Robin Lundberg talking to Sal Romano, pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds here on WFAN. Now, your new teammate is Matt Harvey. I'm sure some Mets fans were surprised to see him pitch as well as he did in his debut, four scoreless innings. What did you see from him?
Oh, I saw a lot of good things. His fastball had a lot of life on it. His slider was pretty sharp. Got a lot, some weak contact. I just felt like he was confident out there. He was having fun. New atmosphere for him. And I think he said that he's had some success here at Dodger Stadium. So being in that type of atmosphere with a new jersey on. But, I was really, really – I think everyone here on the team was very impressed with the way things went. So I'm really excited to see what happens. He's going to be a big part of this team. And, trying for us to turn things around, so, like I said, we won four straight and he's been part of it. And, I'm really excited for him. And I'm really glad that he's here. And I really think that he can help us out.
Personally, how much have you interacted with him? How has he been around the team?
Oh, I've talked to him a bunch, since he got here. He's actually from, New London, like the Mystic area in Connecticut, and I'm from Southington. He actually pitched against Southington in high school. So, we have a little bit of that in common, being in the Connecticut area. So, we've talked and he's asked questions, what guys do, some of the rules and stuff like that. And, just starting to get to know each other a little bit and, trying to give each other some advice and stuff. And, I'm really excited to pick his brain because, there was, a point of his career where he was one of the best to do it. And, so I'm very, very, very excited that he's part of our team now.
Has he said anything negative about the Mets to you?
Oh, no, he hasn't said anything. I think he's kind of just moved on from that. This is a new part of his career now. He's trying to, make a name for himself again. And, I think that's part of his past. He did, whatever happened there. I just think it's time for him to have a new start, and we're really happy to have him here in Cincinnati.
Sal, I appreciate your perspective and insight on that, and good luck the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Congrats on your recent performances, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sal Romano of the Cincinnati Reds here with Robin Lundberg on WFAN.